The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk a little bit about dodgy boxes. You would have heard this news as well. Legal notices served on 13 operators of these so-called dodgy streamers. It could spell doom for those who use them for a few days. The reality is they'll just find another provision for their provider for those dodgy streams. Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist, is with me. Siobhan, that's the reality here, isn't it? It's kind of the Dutch boy with his finger in the dam. Every time there's a crackdown, people just get their supply somewhere else.
You're absolutely right, Ciarán. I mean, you've just answered your own question to the segment now. If somebody loses their provider, they're just going to find someone else, and they are very easily had. I mean, there are people you will know who will know of people who can put you in touch either on a social media platform where you can reach out and you can have somebody providing you with another service by the end of the day. It's simply, I mean, what it means now is that it's readily available, it can be had, and it's very, very cheap. And lots of us do it. I mean, I read some statistic that one in five of us have a dodgy box now.
So you use the word cheap there. I mean, that's ultimately what this comes down to for lots of people, isn't it? We will talk about the ethics of it and the impact on the industry and private production and all of that, or independent production. But most people just look at this as a financial decision, don't they?
100%, because, you know, we live in the age of streaming. We've had Netflix in Ireland since 2012. It started off at $6.99. You're now looking at $16.99 for a standard package. On top of that, you've got your Disney's, your Apple's. There's something that everyone's talking about on a different platform. You want to have it all. You can't, if you were to buy every single one of these streaming providers, Ciarán, you're looking at around €70 a month, which is crazy, on top of a television subscription. And I have to say that this is where a lot of consumer fury creeps in relation to getting one of these dodgy boxes. It's because the heirs, the skies, the virgins here in Ireland are deemed to be far too expensive. That people think, I can't spend €70 a month on a very basic television package and then have everything else piled up on top of that in terms of my other viewing preferences. So people will go down the route of getting this illegal box or this Fire Stick, whatever it is. And the cost comparison is that, you know, you spend your £70 on your TV package plus your Netflix, or you spend anything from €8 to €10 on one of these dodgy box access.
And people kind of rationalize it, though, through those price increases from the likes of, you know, Virgin, Sky, Air, whatever it happens to be. Netflix, I think today, sending out emails saying they're hiking prices. Disney and Prime would be kind of behind them, one would imagine, pretty quickly. They kind of convince themselves that these companies, they're charging so much money, they must be making a killing. They must be making a fortune. And you know what? I kind of like the idea of screwing them over a bit.
Well, that's it, Ciarán. There is a little bit of getting one over on the man being the television service providers. And, you know, they've not been without their criticisms in the past, but people simply feel that it's just simply not affordable. You pay for your broadband, that's fine. Why does a television package have to be double that on top of everything else? So there is a sense that, you know, there could be a fairer price point from these companies. Perhaps we need more competition in the area to shake things up a little bit, because they've all been able to sit down and relax like they're sitting down in front of a nice movie on an evening, knowing that Irish consumers basically have very little choice when it comes to choosing what they need to pay for or what they want to view.
Larry Bass is with us, the CEO of Shinawil, the production company. Larry, always good to chat to you. I mean, people who are sitting at home with the dodgy box thinking that all of these companies are making it for... Oh, sorry, we lost Larry there, actually. I just realised before I go to... We'll get Larry back up on the line because I'm sure he'll have something to say about it. But Siobhan, I put that same question to you. I mean, are they right? Like, are these companies... Maybe not the Netflix of this world, because they're operating on a global scale. But the providers, the TV providers in this country, like, are they making much money in Ireland?
Well, yes, they are making a lot of money from the television services, their broadband services and various other offerings that they have on the go. They're not short of a penny, Ciarán. I think within this whole discussion, you know, you have to say first and foremost, you are infringing copyright by using one of these dodgy boxes from the outset. You know, you can't hold up your hands and say, well, I didn't know what I was doing was illegal, because of course you do. But the feeling of being able to save a whole lot of money, having access to everything and anything, you know, with the touch of a button, is far more inviting than worrying about what somebody sitting in their big corporate office is worrying about, one of the big television service providers.
Larry Bass is with us, the CEO of Shinawil Production Company. Larry, what do you say to people listening to this and they think, this is a victimless crime? You know what I mean? All these people who work in television, they're all making a fortune, and I'm just saving a few bob by getting a dodgy box.
Unfortunately, it's not a victimless crime. It's actually draining resource out of the television business. And like any business, when you drain out resource, the victims become the people who are actually slaving to produce the product in the first place. Their wages get cut, their ability to actually find jobs and careers all get cut. And we're seeing it now left, right and centre, where networks that were, you know, handing out and dishing out the cash, doing the race to the top in terms of volume of content, we're doing lots and lots of content, are completely cutting back. And it's not just here, it's global. So the piracy is a scourge right across the planet, not just exclusively here to Ireland, but it seems in Ireland we turn a blind eye very easily to what this type of theft is. And that's what it is, it's theft.
So it kind of becomes self-perpetuating then, does it, as well? The more people leave, the less kind of largesse there is at those big TV companies to be able to produce their own content or to contract people like yourselves to produce good content. And then, you know, there's another generation of people who say, ah, there's nothing good on TV anymore. Why am I paying them that money? I'll go to the dodgy box. You know, it becomes a kind of a death spiral.
But it's like lots of things. You know, technology has made piracy and thieving on an epic scale easy. That doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's correct. I was brought up and taught not to steal, but it seems now we're you know, bringing up a generation of people and condoning theft on a epic scale. And you know, if we don't do anything about it, it'll just get worse and it'll encroach into other areas. It happened to be TV today. It was music back in the day when people were streaming stuff for free. It'll just continue. And when this will continue on, and the people who are making money out of this are people who are criminals, who are making money left, right and centre, and not putting anything back except into their own pockets. And you don't know what type of criminal organisations are responsible for this. They could be responsible for other types of crimes. It tends to be criminal gangs are involved in numerous criminal enterprises. And if we start condoning one part of a criminal enterprise, you're starting to get to a point where you might condone this part, but the same people could be involved in other criminal enterprises that you wouldn't condone. But I guarantee you the criminals won't care once they're making money.
Well, do you think we'll get to a point, or we will see the emergence of a kind of a Spotify when it comes to television? You know, that's, you know, I'm trying to think of all of us maybe 15 years ago, and lots of people listening to this might have been using LimeWire or Napster or Pirate Bay. And then Spotify kind of developed this amazing product, or they kind of hit this sweet spot where they realized people would be willing to pay a little bit for the convenience of not having to avoid the authorities or deal with dodgy streams. Like, is the situation comparable, or is television just completely different?
Well, you know, the cost of making a song and putting it up on a streaming platform compared to making a piece of film or television content is vastly different.
Mm.
So paying for things in micro payments of fractions of cents to stream The problem I have with Spotify, and I'm not a customer of Spotify, but the problem I have is that the artists themselves continually give out that the funds that they get via Spotify is ridiculously small, and there's a lot of bands, especially in Ireland. If you're a young artist in Ireland, you're a singer-songwriter, and you're trying to eke out a living, either performing music or playing music and recording it and trying to sell that music, you're not making a lot of money out of streaming. Mm. And apart from the very, very successful global stars, who the sheer volume and scale of what they do gets them better deals on these streaming platforms than the smaller players. A lot of great young Irish bands have to give up when they realise they've actually got to pay rent or buy baby food because they start having kids. You just can't earn a living as a professional musician. And that's unfortunate. And it's also, we don't play enough Irish music on Irish radio. So there's lots of reasons why it's really, really hard. But people who condone theft by a means that seems to be victimless, unfortunately, it's not victimless.
James in Cork says the level of piracy in America reflects the cost of legitimately buying the product. For years, people used Napster and LimeWire for music, but it died off overnight when streaming music became relatively inexpensive. Why not just offer services at a more reasonable price? As somebody, Anne and Luke, and I rang my provider, I told them I was leaving. They gave me a much better deal. Paddy in Termin Feckin says we don't complain enough in this country. I don't know whether he's condemning or condoning the use of dodgy boxes there. Larry, stay with us. There's something else I want to ask you. But Siobhan, I mean, do you see the emergence of some sort of new product as a solution to this, or is the situation as it is today going to be the one that continues into the future, kind of an arms race between authorities and dodgy box providers?
Well, I mean, if we take the dodgy box just out of the equation for a second, Kieran, I do see the consumer moving away more and more from the television service packages on offer because they're simply too expensive. But what you are seeing among the streaming services is that they've started to merge. You've got a few companies, the likes of Disney, Hulu, Live TV, already merging in terms of content because they're realizing that they will lose subscribers to another platform unless they start to offer a little bit more. So they're moving these streaming services that basically consolidate their own services. And we have this with Paramount as well. What you're seeing is kind of a return to the old kind of cable TV model where people get a lot more on offer without having to view the ads. So I think what we'll see is that those offering streaming services will offer a better price point. And that's perhaps a way to deter people from using these dodgy boxes.
Larry, the question I wanted to ask you before I let you go was about these streaming services and the so-called Netflix levy, which you and I have talked about, before as a way of kind of getting some money back from them and back into the hands of the independent production sector. I know the last government had talked about having it in place maybe by 2026. We have a new government now, and I had a look through the programme for government and I don't see any mention of a Netflix levy. What's your understanding of how committed or otherwise they are?
I don't even know if it exists, Kieran. And unfortunately, this happens all the time. If you look at various programmes for governments back over the last 10 governments, the amount of details that's given to broadcast policy is very, very small. So if there isn't policy at cabinet level for executing the proper introduction of what is an EU regulation, this isn't just some nice-to-have scenario. It is already rolled out right across Europe in many, many countries, 16 countries in total to date within the EU. And we're still, whistling along here, doing nothing. Meanwhile, the funds are passing by the front door of Ireland Inc. They can't be repatriated after the date. It can't be collected in retrospect. And funding continues to disappear from the Irish sector, to the Irish industry, to the Irish consumers, because if more content is made here that reflects Irish life, more Irish people will want to see it. It's always been proved that if you create high quality, good local content, the viewers will follow it and they'll watch it.
Yeah. Listen, Larry, always good to talk to you. Thank you. Larry Bass is the CEO of Shin Uill, the production company. Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist. A lot of people defending the dodgy box. I don't condone theft, but it's the other way around. Towards the customer, regulation is needed with maximum price to be paid by the customer. Somebody else says, I've used the dodgy box for about 7 years when my Sky TV and internet was going to be 120 quid plus a month. Do I care? No. Do I feel guilty? No. Will I ever use Sky again? Absolutely not. I like this one though. Woke Talk doesn't like dodgy boxes. My rent is €2,000 a month. Groceries are €750 a month. Petrol, tools, €450 a month. I'm robbed everywhere I go, so I take whatever I can for free. Do you know what? You should rob your groceries. That's 750 quid a month you'd save. Think of what you could put that to. You could put it to savings. You could put it to a deposit for a house. You could put it to holidays. What's that, €8,000 a year? After tax into the pocket, just rob your groceries. It's a great idea.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.